Hey, what's going on, good people? It's the Cool One, Cool KG, bringing you NFL Week 4 wide receivers. We have a lot to go over with these wide receivers. As I told you, this year, running backs are okay, but wide receivers is where you're going to make your money at. So you have to pick them, pick some of the best out here. And this week, we full of wide receivers. So before we start, disclaimer, this is for entertainment purposes only. Not affiliated with any sports casinos or sports booking agencies. Just entertainment purpose only. Give you a viewing perspective of what's going on in the week of NFL. That's it. All right. So let's start off. There ain't no real particular order, but we're going to start off at the top. Stephon Diggs against Baltimore. Like I said, that's a stackable game. His target shares, his targets, 9, 14, 11. He didn't really do that well last week. Not really. But, going against Miami, he had 11 targets, caught 7, 74 yards, no tutties. So he only had a 10. So, it wasn't really good. But this week, going against Baltimore, who's 32nd against the pass, like Stephon Diggs, he's just 8,700. This is FanDuel price. 8,700 is a lot of money. So you might look down if you can afford him. Somewhere to go, especially if you're doing Josh Allen. After that loss in Miami, they're going to want to, redeem themselves or atone for their mistakes in that game. All right, next up, A.J. Brown, he 8,300, Philly at Jacksonville. I like this side of the game more than anything else. 21st against the pass. A.J. Brown, 13, 8, and 10 targets. And for a total of 21, 9, and 17 last week. Yeah. Last week they played Washington. He had 10 targets, 5 receptions, 85 yards, one touchdown for 17. Not bad, but, 31 targets in 3 games. That's over 10 targets a game. Can't go wrong against that. Like I said, Jacksonville is really strong against the run, so the pass, Philly's pass game, A.J. Brown, you can afford him, 8,300. Save 400 from Stephon Diggs in another pretty good stackable game. All right, next is Michael Pittman. He's 7,500. I like Michael Pittman a lot. Just waiting for him to, not really waiting for him, but to explode, but, the target shares, 13-0-9. All right, so we got a 23-11. Last week, 9 targets, 8 receptions, 72 yards for 11. If he gets in the end zone one time, it's basically almost damn near 20, 18-19. So this week they go against Tennessee, 24th against the pass. So I like that. But they, they can run the ball too. So you have to be careful with Michael Pittman. Tennessee, 29th against the run. So it can, it could be a Jonathan Taylor game. So just have to be careful. If you decide to stack that game, you might want to take a little bit of that, to go with that. A little bit of Pittman, maybe some Taylor, to go with Henry, maybe. Something like that to that extent. And maybe the tight end. All right, next up, and he's 7,500. Next up, Marquise Brown. 7,700, Marquise Brown, Arizona playing Cardinals. Not the Cardinals, excuse me. Arizona playing Carolina. Seems like he might play. I'm not too sure. Let me take a quick look, see if he's on the Brown. So he's healthy to questionable. So that's bad news. So he might likely not play. Maybe miraculously will get better or whatever. So if he do, I do like him. He had 17 targets last week. 17 targets, scored 14, 140 for 21 with no touchdowns. So, and I like 11, 17. First game, he only had 6 targets. So if he do play, I do like him. If not, Dortch is going to play. Yeah, we know Dortch is healthy. So you might have to go down to Dortch. We'll get to him in a minute. And he's 7,700. Same 100, I got DK Metcalf. That's because of the targets. Last week he got 12 targets. He's 7,100. Geno Smith hit him with some targets last week. 12, he caught 5, 64, one touchdown, 14, his best game of the season. They went against Atlanta. This week they go against Detroit, 25th against the pass, but they 27 against the run. So it might be some Penny, a lot of Rashad Penny. That's what I know everybody's hoping for. But I do like DJ Metcalf, and he's at 7,100. You can stack that game too, Seattle, Detroit. It's not a bad stackable game. And he's 7,100. Okay, so next is C.D. Lamb. As long as he don't drop touchdowns anymore, we're good. 6,800 for C.D. Lamb. You got Dallas playing Washington at home. Dallas is at home. 28th against the pass is Washington. C.D. Lamb, last week had 19, but this is what I like about C.D. Lamb. 11, 11, 12. So his target shares, he's going to get double-digit targets. Now, will he catch him? That's the problem. Now, he hasn't, 12 last week caught 8. Week before, 11 caught 7. Week before that, 11 caught 2. So, as long as he catches 8 to 9 with a touchdown, he definitely pays off his price. C.D. Lamb, 6,800. I wouldn't stack that Washington-Dallas game, but some runoffs you can take, and he might be one of them. All right, next is Christian Kirk, 7,600. Like Christian Kirk, Jacksonville against Philly, it's a tougher matchup for him. They 6 against the pass, but Christian Kirk been getting targets. He's gotten so far nothing less than a 15, so we like that. Last week he got a 16, a 20. Well, he's averaging 17. He got a 14.7 against Washington, but I'm not really feeling that too much. It's just a matchup going against Philly. Philly's tough. You want to take a gamble on Christian Kirk, he's going to be really low ownership. Ownership's going to be under 5%. Definitely under 10. Definitely under 10. So if you're looking for low ownership, yeah. We'll go over the low ownership in a minute as soon as we finish this because this list is long. So Christian Kirk at 7,600, low ownership, getting the target shares like that. Nothing less than a 15, basically. All right, next up is Gabe Davis, 6,500. I got some Gabe Davis this week. Buffalo against Dallas. It's questionable. But I think he's going to play. Yeah, he's expected to play. I saw him. He's healthy now. So we like some Gabe Davis. Last week he had six targets, 3 receptions, 5. Due to the ankle probably. But yeah, Gabe Davis, 6,500. Ownership should be under 12%. Say someone like that. We'll get into it by game time. So we like Gabe Davis in a stackable game, Buffalo against Baltimore. Definitely like that. Going against the worst pass defense there is. Baltimore's defense, their defense with their rookies and their whatever they got back there, their banged up defensive secondary is terrible. So Gabe Davis can have him a stunning game. And like I said, Buffalo wants to definitely try to right the ship this week after last week's loss against Miami. So Gabe Davis at 6,500. Do like him. Need more targets from him, 6 and 5. So got to watch that. So if he can get like 7, 8 targets, it really, really help. All right, 6,800. Got Courtland Sutton. Like him. I like him. Between him and Lamb, I probably like Lamb a little more. They're the same price, 6,800. According to Sutton, Denver, Vegas, stackable game there. I think so. The target shares are crazy for Sutton, which is good for him. But he ain't getting no touchdown. Russell Wilson ain't throwing no tutties. But anyway, last week he had 10 targets, 8 receptions, 97 yards. Touchdown there, he's doing something. But before that, 11 targets, 7 receptions, 122 yards. Touchdown would have done something. He got 16 that week, 13 last week. No touchdowns. And that has to change. Would this be the week it changed? I don't know. But his ownership is going to be about 15, 17%. I say somewhere around there. Everybody probably going to try to stack that game. So if they stack that game, he is in play. At 6,800. Next is Amari Cooper, 7,500. Cleveland going against Atlanta. Another stackable game. I like this game a lot. Amari Cooper. Well, let's put it this way. Man went off in the last 2 weeks. 20 and a 21. You can't, 21 and a 20. You can't beat that. 11 and 10 targets. So they're getting him the ball now. All right, Brissett's getting him the ball. And I like that. He had a 19 last week. 11 targets, 7 receptions, 101 yards and a tutty. Week before that, 10 targets, 9 receptions, 101 yards and a tutty. All right? So if you can get him in that tutty situation with these catches, you know, 9 catches, 11 catches, that's great. That's really great. So Amari Cooper, 7,500 in a stackable game, probably the sleeper game too. And his ownership's going to be low. And he has 7,500. All right, Drake London in that same game, 6,300. You already know he's like the number one pass dude on this team. Drake London. He's only 6,300. So I do like the price on Drake London. The fact of the matter is that he's basically averaging about 14 a game. So, you know, target share last week going against Seattle, he only got 6. Need more. They might be starting to try to key in on him a little bit more. But in that Cleveland-Atlanta game, 17 mid-pack. So I do like him a lot. Like I said, last week, 6 targets, 3 receptions, 54, 1 touchdown for a 12. If he didn't get that touchdown, he would be single digits. All right? So touchdown in effect, but I think he has a chance to do something. His ownership is high up there, so I might just fade him. It's a little too high for my liking. All right, Deontay Johnson at 7,000. Jets-Pittsburgh game. I like the game. Not sure if I really like him. He's getting the targets, though, and this is what I like. Get the targets. He's averaging basically 11 targets a game. He had 12, 10, 11. Now, no touchdowns. Another problem. No touchdown, so you're not getting the high points that you need. You got to get a tutty. If you get 11 targets, hauling 8 last week for 84 yards, no tutty. Week before that, you caught 6 out of 10, 57, no tutty. Week before that, 12, you caught 7, 55, and you fumbled one. All right, so these touchdowns matter. And I think this is the week that they right the ship, most of these wide receivers. Mid-pack, basically going against, I think they ranked like 23rd. 23rd against, they're 24th against the pass, so he should be able to eat up some of these Jets. That's all I know. He should be able to eat up some of these Jets, but 7,000 only if you're stacking the game. I could see that. I think I can't one off him. So if I can't one off you in this game, then only stack the game. All right, we're going back to that Detroit game, 6,900. Tyler Lockett, same thing, getting the targets. Last week, 11. The week before, 11, 12, 15. You got to get touchdowns. He's 6,900. So, between him and Metcalf, he's cheaper. He's cheaper. So, and he's getting the targets too. No touchdowns, though. Got to get the touchdowns. Like last week, Lockett, last week, 11 targets, 9 receptions, 73 yards. Week before that, playing against San Francisco's defense. 11 targets, 9 receptions, 107 yards. No touchdown. Week before that, first week, Denver third-ranked defense. 4 targets, 3 receptions, 28 yards. So I could see him getting the targets, but like I said, touchdowns matter, man. Touchdowns matter. But Tyler Lockett, ownership should be around 15%. Not bad. In a stackable game. All right, next is Curtis Samuel, Washington-Dallas game. Not a stackable game for me, but I do like some pieces on Dallas. And he's 6,200. Just the fact of the matter is that he is the number one wide receiver on that team. And except for last week, he didn't get a touchdown. He had 7 receptions out of 10 targets, 48 yards last week. He's another person averaging 10 targets. Double digit targets is what I'm looking for all the time. Someone is going to get the ball thrown to them at least 10 times a game. Hopefully they can do something with it. So Curtis Samuel, as you know, they're blind up in the backfield. I like the target share. He just has to get in the end zone. He's rushed the ball. He's averaging about 2 rushes a game. So you take that with a grain of salt, really. All right, let's keep going. And he's at 6,200. Let's get down to some of these nitty-gritty people down here. All right, 5,900. You got Isaiah McKenzie. Buffalo-Baltimore game, like I said, it's a stackable game. And plus the fact of the matter is that he's really, his ownership is going to be so low owned in this game. It's going to be crazy. Now, he's getting targets. I mean, last week might have been an anomaly. But if you try to take out Diggs, you try to look for the other person, McKenzie, had nine targets, seven receptions, 76 yards, one touchdown for 17, basically 18. Now, the 2 weeks before that, he's had 3-3 with one touchdown. I can see him trying to give him the ball a little bit more, 5,900. Nine targets from 3-3. It brought up to 18. So, I like that. He's averaging 10 a game. I think he can get more. I think he can get about 12, 13. And for his ownership, if he gets another 17, he's the man. All right? He's the man. All right? He had 5,900. All right, now back to 5,300. We got Greg Dortch, Arizona versus Carolina. Dortch, to me, is fine. I'm not overly attracted to him, all that. I mean, he get the targets. He's consistent. Let's put it that way. His ownership should be low in a low-scoring game. So, I mean, maybe not even that low-scoring the game. Yeah. No, well, about 43.5 score of the game, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know. Between them two, it might be a pick your poison. One thing about Arizona is that they put points on the board, so he has a chance. He 5,300. Like I said, we down near the barrel, down the barrel. All right, 5,600, Noah Brown. I like Noah Brown, man. I really do. Going against Washington this week. 5,600, his target shares, 9-5, 9-5-7, 9-8-18-8. So I wish they make up their mind. Either going to throw to him, which I think this week they'll probably get it. He had 7 targets last week, just caught 5, 54 yards, no touchdown. The week that he had 17, he caught 5 targets, 5 receptions out of 5 targets, 91 yards and a tutty. His ownership is going to be really low on. Really low owned, so we'll see about, you know, we'll see about that. And like I said, he 5,600. Let me go to somebody that I really like this week, because Keenan Allen's ruled out already. So we like Mike Williams at 7,200. Really like Mike Williams this week. I think he'll get the bulk of the work, hopefully. Hopefully he won't get, you know, and excuse my French, shitted on. They're going against Houston. Houston's been pretty good against the pass, not that good against the rush. So they can go Austin Ekeler a lot. So you can look at Ekeler. Remember I was talking about the first video, I don't know about Ekeler. But this will be a week that you might have to go to Ekeler. This will be a week that he get right. And so Mike Williams could be a trap, but 5% ownership. I do like him. Last week, 6 targets, 1 reception, 15 yards. They went against Jacksonville too. So that makes me look at that a little hard. Really hard. So, I don't know. Mike Williams is somebody down there. Well, he's not down. He's 7,200. Probably total the game's 45. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll definitely see. We'll definitely see. But he on the radar. Let's put it that way. He on the radar. We're going to leave it like that. Next is 6,900. Devontae Smith. Phoenix Jacksonville game. Like I said, I like this game a lot. Devontae Smith, show he can ball a little bit. You know what I'm saying? First game, he only had 4 targets. He didn't catch one. Second game, he had 7 targets, caught all 7 for 80 yards, for 11 points. Third game, he had 12 targets, caught 8, 169, 1 touchdown for 26, basically a 27. So, do I like him in this game? Yeah. Do I think his ownership will be low? Yeah. So, I do like Devontae Smith in a stackable game, that Philly-Jacksonville. Not saying I'm going to stack it, but I'm saying stackable. All right. And one person probably else that I do like, and then we're going to get into some of his ownership. Zay Jones, the Philly-Jacksonville game, he 5,900. I like him if I'm going to stack this game. I really do like him. Zay Jones, questionable. Let me see if I can find some info on him real quick. Zay Jones. No, he's still questionable, I think. Yeah, he's still questionable. So Zay Jones still questionable with an ankle. So we have to monitor that. But if he do play, like I say, he's 5,900. He had 11 targets last week, caught 10, 85 yards for one touchdown, 19. So I do like Zay Jones. And if he does play, I like him a lot. Definitely a lot. His ownership's going to be mad low. I mean, there's other players down here, but I'm not really getting into them because I'm looking for the power, because I might pay down a running back just to get the power. All right, let's go to some ownership. Okay, we got Diggs about 26. That's too much. Brown at 13. Not bad. Pittman at 6, because that could be a running game in Tennessee. Marquise Brown, if he play, he's going to be low owned, like 2%. Metcalf, hopefully get the ball, about 8%, under 10. CeeDee Lamb, about 25%, really 23%. Christian Kirk coming low in that Jackson-Philly game. That's because they're going to try to lock him up. That's 4%. Gabe Davis in the Baltimore game. Bad ankle, 8%. Not bad with the percentage. Courtland Sutton, 15% in that Denver-Vegas game, stackable. Amari Cooper, 6% in a stackable game with Cleveland, Atlanta. Very stackable, like that. Drake London, 19% in a stack in the same game. Got to pay about $1,200 more for Amari Cooper, but you never know in that. Deontay Johnson in the Jet game, he's going to be about 12%. He's 12% now. Lockhart's 12% now. So if you look at him and Metcalf is cheaper than Lockhart with the percentage, but he's cheaper player. So that's why it's like that. All right, so you might want to pay up if you're going to try to stack that Seattle-Detroit game, which is stackable. Curtis Samuel, 9%, which I like. Isaiah McKenzie, 4%. I really like that a lot. Hopefully he can get the burn. Greg Dortch, 4%. I like that. Noah Brown, 1%. Really crazy. Chase Claypool, you can look at. He ain't really doing nothing with his targets in that Pittsburgh Jet game. Mike Williams, 5%. But with Keenan Allen now, I'm sure that's going to shoot up. Devontae Smith, Philly-Jacksonville game, 6%. Tell you, I really like that game, too. And Zay Jones, 2% in the Jackson-Philly game. All right, y'all, that's it. I will be bringing back defenses and tight ends later on tonight. All right, you know what we do here? We get that money.